I wanted to just start, before we go into the Royal Family Kids, with this passage, and this is Jesus in Luke 18:2. He called a little child and had that little child stand among them. Well, see, we got Angel here. Hi, Angel. Oh, look at you. You're going to stand up. Okay. And he said, I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like this little child, you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like a child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me. Whoa. Did you catch that? Whoever welcomes a little child in my name is actually welcoming me. Did you guys know that at camp, all you counselors who are here? And did you know that when you did that, when you said yes to that, you're actually saying yes to welcoming Jesus, to ministering to Jesus? Isn't that amazing? That's like, wow, that was crazy. And then he says, but anyone who causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a large millstone hung around his neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. And I think about that, and I think, wow, Jesus, you were pretty radical with that, you know? That was like, that's a pretty radical statement. Like, what are you doing? And he's like, this is God's heart. This is God's heart and his protective heart for little ones and how much he wants to bless them. And so what I see in that is that you know, if Jesus is saying that's what you'd be better off having a millstone around your neck and thrown into the sea if you were to cause one of these to stumble. But what about the people who lift them up, who help them after they've stumbled or prevent a stumble from happening? What about those people? How much God's pleasure would be upon them, right? So I just want to release that word over us. And Katrine, I want you to come up here now, and I'm going to pray for you as you present this. And I just want to say thanks to Jesus for allowing us to be a part of Royal Family Kids Camp. And I know that, gosh, there's just a whole lot of people from other churches all over the place. I saw the list. It's like it's really cool to see that and to see that spreading out. And just to be blessed by what it's brought to us. And Katrine, you are my hero. We know that from, yes. Way before she ever did anything with Royal Family Kids, I told her she was my hero for other reasons. But I love that you are continually saying yes, Lord, and getting yourself into all sorts of challenges. but the yes in your heart is always there, and that's just so awesome. So Father, thank you for Katrine, and for everyone, for Ashley who just she's back there, Joelle and all of those who took leadership, and all the counselors, and everybody who donated, everybody in the room here who have donated whatever, just thank you that you blessed us to use us for something so dear to your heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Is this thing on? Okay. Thank you, Vicky. Hi, guys. We're going to start with a very short video to show you guys, sort of recap the week of camp. That gives you a tiny little taste of what all the fun things we got to do at camp. And then, Courtney, I'll just go right into the pictures if you have that ready. So I have a little slideshow here. That's just a, so Anna and Nick Sparks were our photographers, and they did really, really awesome. So that's just a picture of the beach, of the lake that the kids loved. They love swimming in it so much. You can go to the next one. That was the colorful bridge that they painted right before we got there, so that was fun. And that went across the lake. And that's just all of us walking to, I think we were walking to lunch the first day. So this was night one. We had a bonfire with s'mores, and so that's what that is. And then we did some songs, and that was a lot of fun. And then the second night was our royal ball. So Tony came with his Arabian horses and carriage for the second year in a row. And all the girls got dressed up and the boys got dressed up and they got to go on a carriage ride on the horses. And then we had a little royal ball with dancing and we colored a mask. So it was like a masquerade. So it was a lot of fun. And that is also from the royal ball. That's Grandma B. And she lives in Wisconsin, so she is not here today. And then we had Ruby's Brick Oven Pizza come, and that was really, really good. 10 out of 10. And then shout out to Jen. She coordinated our birthday party. I don't know if she's here today, but she did awesome. And it was farm-themed, and it was the kids loved it. And face painting, Carol did face painting along with Heather and Courtney, and the kids just loved it. And then shout out to the Estabrooks. I thought I saw them, but they brought their lambs, and the kids loved those as well. So we had a little petting zoo at the birthday party. More lamb pictures. And then we had so that was the third night. The fourth night, we had our talent show, so we do that every year. And this was, the girls wanted to dance to the song Umbrella, so they have umbrellas, and it was very cute. That was one of the, 20 acts that we had. All the kids wanted to participate. And you can see that little girl's high heels on that were far too large for her. And Bubbles, so we did a lot of activities, so Bubbles was a hit. And then, what high school was it? Woodruff High School donated all the wood for us to make these birdhouses. And then Ben and Nick stayed up and put them together for us so that the kids just had to go zoop, zoop, and then they could paint them. So they really enjoyed those. So, yeah, that was really awesome of Woodruff to partner with us. And that's just another picture of them doing the birdhouse. And then chapel time was a lot of fun, a lot of singing, a lot of dancing, a lot of acting goofy. And then we got to do rock climbing one day. So I don't remember how many kids made it to the top, but a good handful of them did. It was very impressive. And they enjoyed that a lot. And that's just a cute picture of the girls at the rock climbing wall. Or the zip line, sorry. Then we had the blob. The kids love that. They love getting launched off of it. So that's one of the kids falling into it. And then we had a water zip line as well. And that was a lot of fun. I will tell you, I did it, and I could not support my body weight. And I held on, and then I immediately fell in the water. So I was really impressed by the kids. And that's one of the dress-up stations. The girls just love the high heels. They kept asking me to take them home. I was like, sorry, no. And then fishing was a big hit. Thank you, Grandpa Herman. I'm not kidding you that 90% of the Dear God letters mention fishing. So I do not exaggerate. That's just a really cool, I like that picture of Grandpa Herman and one of the kids on the bench. And then fishing again. I mean, the kids just loved fishing. They caught so many fish. And we caught a turtle accidentally. But the kids love that too. And you probably saw it in the video. That's what we caught. And then this was drama time, and the kids loved this. So we had five people. Jaden and Dave were up there, and Brandon and Heather and Matt. So they did a really awesome job, and the kids just loved them in drama. Is that the last slide? Okay, thank you. So just a little couple pictures there. And then I got some notes here on my phone. So it was just a really great week. It was amazing. It was physically exhausting, but I don't know how you can't be physically exhausted with 21 children. And it was just really life-changing. Some of my favorite moments just from camp overall, so this was our second year, so we had 12 returning campers. And I really love seeing those kids, how much they've grown in a year and how much they've matured, just like physically, emotionally, all the ways. And just seeing that throughout the week was really, really, really cool. And a couple of those kids got to graduate who were returning, and they came back this year. So that was really fun just to see. I also really enjoyed watching the kids just trying new things like ziplining and rock wall. Like some of them were actually terrified to go off the zip line, and they would not step off the platform. And I get it, it's high up, it's scary. But watching them just overcome their fears, and like, you know, it might have taken them 10 minutes to get off that platform, but they did it. And it was just so, it just filled me up so much. And then, so we give the kids at the birthday party, we give them all a little MP3 player. That's also mentioned in the Dear God letters like 20 times. But watching them just getting them and lighting up, and then they're literally singing at the top of their lungs to the songs. And just watching all the kids, just how happy they were throughout the week. Just like the joy on their faces, it brought me joy just watching them enjoying everything. So that was just, it was a really great week, and I feel like I got to enjoy this year. Last year I was just surviving, trying to make it through, and this year I felt like I actually got to enjoy it, so that was really great. So I actually reached out to some foster parents, and I wanted to see how camp impacted their kids. So I have a couple things here that I'm just gonna share with you guys. So two of the girls, so we had multiple sets of siblings. So one of the sets, they were sisters, and their mom said both girls talked about the relationships they made and the fun they had. They loved how their cabins were decorated and how they got new blankets and stuffed animals. The bedtime stories were very meaningful. Each girl felt loved and cared for, which that's what we want. One of the boys who was a returning camper, so his mom told me both years he returned from camp and cried and cried. It was really hard for him to go back to reality. Reality for him is complicated, messy, sad, and full of disappointment and broken promises. He's been in foster care 5.5 years, and his reality is as uncertain as it ever was. But during camp week, he can put it all behind him. He loves his biological family and his foster family both. But he's glad to forget his situation for a few days and just focus on being a kid. He can stay up, hang out, have fun, be silly, and just soak up childhood. All the messiness is left behind, and his only care in the world is about having fun. He also had similar feelings with the birthday party. So this is the mom speaking. I didn't expect the party to mean as much to him as it might to others, because he's always had a party with gifts and celebrations and friends and people who love him. But he has always had tension during his birthday. Who will be there? Will it be a visit that day? Which siblings will show? Will mom show? How will she behave? So much for a kid to worry about. Even his happiest birthdays have a cloud overhead. Not so with his camp birthday. He's just celebrated and loved, and there's nothing to worry about. No. So that one really touched me. And then we had a set of brothers who were twins, and I had to reach out to her for something completely different, and she told me this unprompted. I did not ask for this information, so this is really awesome. She said, just to let you know, they talked about camp for 20 minutes straight. It was amazing. Thank you for all you guys do for the children. It truly does make a meaningful impact on their lives. So to hear that from a social worker is a big deal. So that was really awesome. So that was just a couple of the stories that I got back from parents that are just really touched me and were really great of like, thank you, Lord, this is why we do what we do. And then on Thursday at camp during their 30-30 time, it's like quiet time / take a nap. We give them this little sheet of paper, and it's a Dear God letter, so their counselors help them fill it out. And I wanted to read a couple of these because they're just really sweet and precious. And, just share it with you guys. So this first one says, Dear God, I pray that everyone had a fun time at camp. I'm so sad that I'm graduating this year, but I hope everyone had fun. Everything I did was so, so fun. But my favorite part was when we went to the chapel and talked about God. I pray that everyone has a great life. That's just really sweet. Dear God, thank you, Jesus, for the stuffed animal and shoes and sandals. I'm also grateful for the coloring books, crayons, and mail. I had such a blast fishing and had fun with Azan. I love my sister and grateful she could come to camp. Kyle taught me how to cast better, which was awesome. Dear God, thank you for camp. I've really liked all the people here because they've been kind to me. The music player was really great. Dear God, thank you for the drama shows, swimming, my friends, and then she lists a couple people, the counselors, activities, zip lining, and rock wall. And then the last one here, Dear God, I love you. Thank you for letting me come to Royal Family Kids Camp this week. Thank you for giving us so many presents and gifts. It was the best week ever. My favorite part was riding in the horse and carriage and the boat rides. I love my MP3 player. Thank you for my counselor, Dave. He was so nice to my brother and I. So those are just some sweet little letters that I really loved and I wanted to share with you guys. And then just the last part that I'll say, and then I'll hand the mic over to Ashley. Again, like, this idea wasn't mine, it was God's idea, and just the way that he provided for our camp, again, was just amazing. I feel like everything was just easier this year because we had a year under our belt, we had some experience, but just seeing everyone how generous they were with their giving towards our camp just really touched me and blessed me. And one of the things I wanted to share with you guys was we have a limo company that we've been working with since like 2019. So we canceled camp 2020 and 2021, but we reached out to them in 2019. They were going to provide transportation for like a reduced rate. When we had camp last year, I reached out. The owner, I told him who we were, and he was like, I would just love to donate the ride for you guys. I was like, awesome, that's amazing. Well, that owner left, and a new owner came on this year. So when I reached out for this camp, I was like, oh, I don't know if they're going to donate it. So I reached out again, told them who we were, what we do. I did not ask for a donation. I just said, like, can we work something out? And he said, this is his quote, I really can't afford to do it at this time due to just buying the business. However, what you are doing is important, and if it brings happiness to just one kid, it is worth it. And so he ended up donating the bus for the kids there and back, and that was just a huge blessing and really awesome, and just one of the many ways that God provided for our camp. So I am going to let Ashley come up and speak.
Okay, so I'd like to start by thanking everyone who was a part of our camp, whether you helped donate financially, covered us in prayer, your prayers were so felt, and they were answered, for sure. I mean, it was very evident. Or if you spent a day at camp or served for the whole week, we could not have done camp without each and every person in this room. God's presence was so evident in every step of camp. I mean, everything was just easier this year. I mean, even fundraising and planning and, like, it just, last year was so hard. And this year it was just like, you could just feel there was a difference. Even things that seemed like challenges ended up being a blessing. Due to scheduling conflicts, we had to change the physical location of our camp. There were some differences that some of us were not looking forward to, such as a much more rustic location, no Wi-Fi. We swam in a lake filled with fish that nibbled your toes and slimy seaweed instead of a nice clean pool, and there was a lot less indoor space for activities. But by the end of the week, a lot of us talked and said that even if we had the chance to go back to the more comfy facility, we wouldn't want to. We actually liked it here better. The camp itself was smaller, so the buildings were closer together, so less time was wasted for transitions. The kids didn't mind swimming in the lake. As a matter of fact, they overlooked the muck and the seaweed, and every camper got in the water the first day, and nobody wanted to get out. Even our fearless leader, Katrine, could be seen getting launched off the blob by campers way high into the air and ziplining into the water. And the weather cooperated for outdoor activities every day except for Thursday afternoon when it stormed. And Lori and her team were ready. They brought crafts and board games into the cafeteria, and the kids just rolled with it like that was what we'd done all week. No one complained or got bored. It rained for almost 3 hours, and 40 minutes of that time, the power was out. And that was when we were sure we were going to lose them. But we pulled out flashlights. All of our walkie-talkies had flashlights on them, so we passed out walkie-talkies, and some of the counselors and staff had flashlights, and the kids just kept doing what they were doing like nothing happened. Where was I? They even found a box of makeup and nail polish from Spa Time, and boys and girls alike, young and old, did moisturizing face masks, manicures, and makeovers. Only at camp will I proudly rock makeup courtesy of a 6-year-old boy. He put a different color of eyeshadow on each eye, drew a green cross on my forehead, and used his tiny fingers to smear red lipstick on me. It was all worth it for the look of pride in his eyes. He looked at me and smiled, and he said, "Now go look in the mirror and see how pretty you are, and don't you dare wash it off." God truly hand-chose the team of people he wanted to be at camp, both counselors and staff. He put a yes in so many hearts, more than half of whom were new staff. Two of our staff came all the way from Colorado. They had a foster nephew that went to camp with us, and they heard about our camp, and they said, we need to be there. God called them from all the way from Colorado, which was awesome. The body of Christ worked so seamlessly together. Anytime something needed done, whether it was that person's role or not, they just stepped up and did it. Each person played an integral role and used their God-given gifts to bless campers. God brought together face painters, storytellers, dancers, singers, fishermen, cheerleaders, PB&J makers, grandmas, grandpas, mail delivery people, party planners, and actors together to serve his children and show them his love. One of the most touching moments for me at camp was our last day. We did a graduation ceremony for our 2 12-year-olds. Both young ladies were returning campers, and it was so neat to see the growth they'd made in a year. After Christine presented them with their graduation certificate, a framed photo in their dress from the Royal Ball, and their special graduation t-shirt, she opened it up for counselors and staff to say a few words about each girl. As adults talked, campers started to raise their hands, and each had a specific compliment or truth to speak over the girls. It went on for way longer than we'd expected, but it was so sweet to hear the kids take something that could have made the graduates feel sad and turn it around into something that built them up and made them feel proud and loved. Royal Family Kids Camp is an exhausting, challenging, fun, silly, and life-changing experience, and I can't wait till next year.
Courtney, you're up.
Hey guys, I'm here to, you know, testify like what we did at camp. I cried a lot. That's what I did at camp. So things I wasn't expecting. Kids getting off the bus and I just start to sob. Because it's just like, I knew that I had love for these kids, but I had no idea that, I mean, about half of them were returning campers from last year to be like, look how tall he is. They've changed so much. They got new glasses. They look so different. Sobbing. Because there's like just a depth of like figuring out the Lord has planted just such a depth of love for these kids in our heart. And one thing like just amazing. Again, like this year, be like, praise God. It went so much better this year than last year. Oh my word. Shout out to Daryl. Daryl stayed up all night with Josh. Josh isn't here. Maybe he's watching online. But Daryl stayed up all night long so the rest of us could sleep. Thank you. I don't know about you, but getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning and then like, all right, we're going to run till 11 o'clock tonight. I'm not that young anymore. I don't do that anymore. But Daryl's not afraid for a party. But that's just a really sweet example of saying, Daryl's like, what did I have to give? What can I give? That little yes in my heart is just saying, okay, yes, I'm going to give my time. I'm going to come out and I'm going to stay up all night and maybe I'm going to sacrifice seeing my family as much as I would. So we actually had a lot of parents that volunteered for camp this week. So like Dave, both Weiniger family, Hickyle, they came out. And so it's just like, again, looking at how did the body come alongside and saying, okay, you have this yes. How do we put you in the position that you can say yes? I want to say, Dave, you guys had somebody dropped off food at some point, I think, at your house while you were gone. That was a practical way. The Weinigers had in-laws step in to like care for all three of their children so they could be freed up to go. So this is so much more than just anybody wearing a purple shirt that gave and sacrificed. And love is costly. A lot of people haven't been willing to give the cost of love for these children. Part of like what camp is just like, you know what, we're going to meet your bare minimum needs as a human. We're going to make sure you're safe. We're going to make sure, you know what, if you'd like to pile your plate full of like this food, okay, eat up, buddy. Salad bowl of protein, it's great. We love cheese. Cheese is good. But looking at just like ways to meet like their just really basic needs, and then that actually puts them in the position to be open to receive love and affection and attachment from us to literally be the hands and feet of Jesus. And I mean, let me tell you, like, part of like our the program is very much about like, let's speak identity, let's speak about who you are, because this is who Jesus says you are. That you are royal, you belong to a family, you get to go be a kid. You're precious and dear to him. You can be courageous. And like even thinking about like the zipline, like you can be brave. And like we're gonna have you sing songs and like watching them just like one of the kids walking around in heels. Just at the top of my lungs. Just singing. And it's just like these truths are just getting deep in their heart. And the beautiful part, maybe it's not beautiful, but I really appreciate it. This is a faithful yes in which we may never see the trajectory that this shifted their life for. We may never get the privilege to get to see that. But I can count on it. And like that's, I think maybe that's why I was sobbing them getting off the bus, be like, wow, you've changed so much in a year. And it's like, I'm mad or upset about this, and I'm going to talk to you about it versus I'm going to run away from you about it because I don't know how to engage you in it. Such growth, development, amazing, great. Our crew was just incredible. Grandpa Herman just whipping around on a golf cart. If you've never ridden in a golf cart with Grandpa Herman, hold tight. He's safe, but hold tight, all right? But you hold real tight. But yeah, it was just amazing. Amazing. And literally ways that like people came out and said, like, my yes is like, hey, I got an Amazon account. Great, here's a backdrop and stuff that you could use for drama. You need here's more blankets, things like that. Even basic needs of like, hey, kids sometimes show up, their shoes don't fit them anymore. great, let's get you a new pair of shoes. Things along those lines of, like, those are just such practical little small ways to say, like, you know what, I'm going to love you sacrificially with my time, my energy, my effort, my finances. So just thank you. Thank you for the prayer that, like, I mean, again, night and day difference. I didn't run at all this year. I was prepared for running. I didn't run at all. Don't get me wrong, I'm grateful. We didn't need to go back to running. Let's stop that. There's no bears. Anyway, I'm going to stop yabbering, but come on up, come on up.
Thank
Anything
you.
Else you want to know?
No.
All right.
Thank you.
Great.
Thanks, Cord. Dave, where are you, Dave?
Static electricity, I hate it. It's always very shocking to me. Hey, everybody. Hi. I don't really know what to add, honestly, you know? Katrine asked me if I'd be willing to share, and I said, yeah, I'm sure. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to say. I'm going to take cues from what other people say and go from there. And, I mean, a lot's been said that I was going to say, so thanks for stealing my thunder. I mean, I guess, you know, there's a lot of ways you could go. I mean, I could tell you about the kids. I could tell you about the camp. I could tell you about the sacrifices. I could tell you about, but I feel like we've heard a lot of that stuff. I guess I want to talk about the royal family, you know. That's the name of the camp, that we are a royal family, right? The family of God, and that's what connects us all. And, you know, I think it's just so cool that coming together as a body of believers, and as was mentioned, we're not all Bradley Epworth. In fact, less people Bradley Epworth this year than last year, which I think is awesome. It's wonderful. People from other states, from other churches, yet all coming together, right, for a common cause. And I feel blessed because I get to see Daryl, you know, at 11 at night. I never see Daryl at 11 at night, but I see Daryl at 11 at night, and we have a little conversation. I'm like, oh, so this is what Daryl's like at 11 at night, you know? Right, you know, I see Katrine at, you know, 8 in the morning. I'm like, oh, this is what Katrine's like at 8 in the morning, right, you know? Or we're working with the kids together, right? And it's like, okay, so this is what we, you know, when you're flustered, when you're exasperated, you know? But this is how we work together. And I feel blessed to get to know you guys more in the midst of that, new people and old people. Grandpa Herman, last year, I got to know you more in 5 days than I ever knew you in the previous 7 years ago in here, right? I was like, I always knew you were a great guy, but it's like getting to do that together. And then your beautiful wife comes this year, Denise, and we get to get the triple pack there, right? It's like it's more than double. It's like triple with her coming, right? She's the glamma, by the way, glamma. I mean, this is a grandma that's got her stuff together. And I feel like in the midst of that, you know, then we're bringing the kids into it, and I feel like they're getting to see, right, an authentic expression of what the royal family looks like. And especially, you know, this is my second year of doing it, too, so we're, a lot of staff returned, and there was new staff. A lot of kids returned, you know, so I think kids are seeing continuity, too. They're like, oh, okay, like, anybody can put on a good show for a few days, even a week, but here we are a second year, you know, and it's like, same thing, but I think even better, right? It's like, wow, this is, as we talked about, this year, I personally felt more spiritual warfare coming into this than way more than last year. Within my family, within my body, I had some health issues that came about at the beginning of camp. But as a whole, it was like beautiful. And it was way less. And so we did want to hit back on the prayer, you know. Daryl and Josh, right? Yeah, Josh was there. Like the secret prayer, right? Yes, and then there was a whole team of people that, right, picked up, if I understand, 24/7, yeah? Was that the idea? Well, okay. So, right, if you were a part of that, thank you very much, right? Because it's like that did make such a huge difference. I mean, I feel like going into nighttime, I mean, I didn't hear anybody having any night terrors, no huge issues, no runners, no freakouts. Just it seemed like most kids would fall asleep and pretty much slept through the night, you know, and would wake up in the morning and be ready to hit it. That's amazing. And then during the day, you know, challenges arise, but like nothing that felt insurmountable, per se. I would say personally for me, the first day was the most challenging. My boys were very high-spirited. I had two boys, very high-spirited, very energetic. And then, you know, mix that with like my bodily ailment that caused me to be like less energetic, and I'm like, oh, man. And that first day, I really thought, maybe we need to split this up. But I think the beautiful thing was, too, that I wanted to hit Katrine, that I felt loved also. And I think healed my heart in a way, too. Because that first day, it was like, I don't know if I can communicate with you. I mean, there was one point where they were just doing their thing, and I was, like, not even able to, like, get their attention. And I'm like, I cannot do this. We can't even have that. And I talked to Katrine and the staff that night, and I said, I think we should probably split these boys apart. They're just kind of stirring each other up. And they said, hey, whatever you feel, you know, we'll support you. And that felt so great, you know, rather than like, oh, suck it up, and you can do it, you know. But they're like, hey, like, you know, like, we'll support you in whatever. And that next morning, though, it was like a complete change. And that whole morning was very calm with my boys and very, very sweet and very meaningful. And we got around to noontime when we were going to split them. And I went to Katrina and said, I think I actually want to, maybe if it keeps going like this, I could do this. And she said, again, we support you. Whatever you feel. If you feel that's best, let's do it. And so we ended up not splitting the boys up for the rest of camp. And I think it ended up being really good in the end. But it was never like that first day. That first day was like crazy. It took me to the limit. And I got pretty far a limit, so it took me to the limit. But then later in the week, probably around like, I think it was like on Thursday or so, same thing. I just had to deal with some things, whatever. I didn't get much personal time during our personal time. And again, I just went to Katrina and said, I need a shower. I just need like a moment with Jesus. Like, can y'all help me out? And she's like, yes, like we got your boys. Like, you just go take care of yourself. And I got a good solid little chunk of time there to just kind of take care of myself. Again, it just felt so loving. It wasn't just like, no, you're here to work. Like, get out there. We need you, you know? And that was awesome, and that healed my heart. And some of that I would also put back to, we also had more staff this year. We had more staff than last. So we had counselors for everybody. We even had, like, assistant counselor. We had more than one grandma and grandpa. Carol Reed came out even for a couple days, right? And it was our grandma there, too. So we had just a lot more help all throughout. So I would just attribute this year, you know, I think we have continuity. It's our second year. We have a lot of support and buy-in. We have prayer covering. We had more people involved than ever, right? And we had returning campers and staff. So there was a certain contingency, I think, that brought like a certain, we're building a culture, right? We're building a culture. And they're like, the kids that came back, they were all in. And they're like, okay, I kind of know what this is about now, and I'm ready to hit the ground running. Let's do this thing. You know, the first year, I think nobody knew what to expect. We didn't either, right? It's like, here comes the bus. We're like, what are we doing again? What am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to have a sign ready for them? Welcome. And yes, I want to also riff off, Courtney, you hit, but I just want to doubly hit home, you know, the families that supported us, you know. My wife stayed home with three kids, a newborn, and two boys who were trying to figure out where do they fit into the world now. And I know Allison, right, was pregnant, plus had a boy at home, leaving Jason with the boy, as well as the Weinigers, having their kids taken off of, and I don't know if there's any others, but forgive me if I forgot, right? But to the props to the families that are supporting us, because we couldn't have gone there and done the awesome stuff if they hadn't been there supporting us and taking on the extra burden. And they don't get any glory because it's like nobody asked them to come up and speak, which is fine, right? It's not like, oh, yes, talk about your experience. But I do want to say, yes, you were right, Courtney. We did. We got a meal and we got a gift card to a restaurant, which really helped the families at home to not have to cook so much and be able to take care of the kids. So, yeah, I want to say, like, the royal family, man, I'm just feeling it, right? I'm feeling it here. And bringing the kids into that, and it really is, it's a real thing. And I don't know, I just feel like we have very few opportunities in our Western world to actually literally give something to someone that can't repay us, right? I mean, it's like the kids will never be able to repay us, and that's great. I want it that way. I bury that with Jesus, you know, let them go and pay, hopefully in the future, pay off, and they can go do something similar for someone else, right? And it's like so awesome. It's like, there's zero way you can ever repay me, and I like that. You're not inviting me over for dinner. You're not going to give me a gift later. You're not going to bury it with Jesus and let him get glory. So, yeah, thanks for your time.
Thank you. All right, guys, I know we're over, but I want one more person to share Because we've heard from all returning people, but I want to hear from a person who this was their first year. So Kyle, if you could come up. If you remember, Kyle came in clutch last minute, so he was.
Hey, everyone. So I have three things. I'll try to be brief since I guess we're getting close to time here. So we've already heard quite a bit about the staff being helpful, but I just wanted to share my quick experience being new, feeling a little underprepared going into it. You know, everyone's telling all these stories. There's a lot of horror stories from last year, kind of like at the training paints a lot of like, there will be all these horrible things that you'll have to try and suffer through. So I'm kind of nervous, you know, not really knowing what to expect, but like, it's a week. We can get through it, and hopefully love on some kids in the meantime. Like, I know they have all these activities planned. I don't know what percent of the time I'm going to get to do any of them, because from what it sounded like, maybe we would be just having to be one-on-one. Hey, kid, it's going to be okay. But I remember, so the kids first show up, and we greet the kids, and then we go to chapel pretty quick after that, and I'm still kind of like, I don't know, this is like, there's a lot of kids here, and, like, I went to camps as a kid, and it was a lot of fun, but, like, I don't know what skills I have to help make this fun for everyone. And I just remember being there, and, like, the first chapel time, when Grandma B comes out and starts singing, and all the kids start kind of getting into it, and then Heather comes out and does her spiel on Joseph, and just feeling, like, the excellence that they brought. It was, like, everyone brought their own skills, and, like, my skill wasn't to be up on stage doing the acting and being really, you know, a great fancy teacher or anything like that. Like, my goal was to, you know, be a father and try and, like, love on these kids as much as possible. And I got to do that, and I know how to do that. And others could do things that they were skilled at. And there was so much, I don't know, use fancy jargon, but synergy and just, like, how everyone kind of worked together. And we had different roles that we got to do. And it was just, I felt, like, a sigh of relief, kind of even just seeing the first chapel experience, just like, we got a lot of people here, we're prepared, and we're good, blessed to do this. So that was cool. And then from a more of a camper perspective, one of my boys, he was kind of more, he struggled a little bit with difficult things. When things would get hard, he'd kind of lock down and didn't know how to really verbalize difficulty at all, just kind of be overwhelmed and make loud noises, we'll say. And at one time, both of my boys really loved the fishing. They were very excited to go fishing. We were fishing one day, and I got told that one of my kids who was fishing with some other people, I think he was with Ben, was having a hard time about something. I had no idea what was going on, so I run over there and try and, like, see what's going on. He's just kind of having a meltdown thing there, and we're talking, trying to calm him down, and, like, I didn't even know what happened, but apparently he had tried to cast a handful of times, and it kept going straight into the water at his feet. And so he calmed down enough, we got the pole in his hand, and like, all right, he's going to try again. And he casts again, and it dunked straight in the water. And I'm like, hey, buddy, just, you know, try and let go of the button a little earlier, and it'll go out. And I don't know if he heard that or if he just instinctively did it, but the next cast, so he immediately reels back in, he casts again, and throws a great cast, and immediately the line hits the water, and a great big bluegill takes the line immediately, and he gets to reel it in and have that proud moment of having big fish on his line. And, I mean, it was just like the blessing of God that it was like immediately he caught a fish, kind of to help, just help him overcome that difficulty and say that you can overcome it and teach him to, you know, work through the struggles, was really cool. And I feel like God really blessed him to try and help him work through that. So that was just really cool. And another interaction with a camper, on the ride home on the bus, there's a lot of emotions, just going through my head, you know, thinking what these kids might be going back to, just how much of a struggle their lives are. And one of the campers who wasn't my kid, but he was one of the boys that was there that I hadn't actually gotten much of a chance to interact with, but he was looking for someone to sit with him on the bus, and I'm like, hey, buddy. You know, people were kind of turning him down. He was a quieter camper and at one point had been a little too cool for certain things, and I was like, didn't know a whole lot about him, but I said, hey, buddy, I can sit next to you, and he's like, all right, cool. And so he was excited to sit by me, and we're just sitting on the bus, and it's like a, I don't know, 40-minute bus ride or something like that. And he's listening to his play away, jamming out to his music, and at one point he's like, I want to find my favorite song. Where is it? And he's like, just kind of trying to find it, and it starts playing, and I don't remember what song it was, but when it starts playing, he said, like, thank you, Jesus. He's like, because I think he like stumbled upon it and was like so excited that it was playing, and he just started like praising Jesus and like, God is so good. He's so good to us. And just like to hear him, the kid who my previous impression was he was quiet and a little too cool for school, you know, like, but to hear him like praise God and just, it's like these kids are getting it. So that was really cool. So that's what I got.
Okay, does anyone who is at camp have any last remarks they are dying to make before we wrap this up? Kat! Hey, another newbie. Yeah. Kat was our nurse, and she was awesome.
If you could have me sing up here, my hand won't shake. But talking, just don't look at that. Look at this, not this. I just wanted to talk from the perspective of somebody new that coming on as the nurse, I was meeting a practical need. It was not that I had a passion for foster kids at all. They needed a nurse. I was a nurse. I could meet that need. As long as they literally said to me, we'll get your childcare all figured out. Just fill out the form and get approved. We'll get all of that managed. And I was like, okay. And then I get there. And I can meet this practical need, but like my heart just opened up so much for these children interacting with them. Because as a mom at home, I want to play with my kids the way I got to play with them at camp, where I don't have to think about laundry and I don't have to think about all these tasks and I don't have to be a housewife. I could just give Band-Aids and play and be Nurse Kat and give out gloves freely. And get my face painted like a cat, and they do your nails, and it's just like you can go in meeting a practical need and then get blessed from a non-practical standpoint, and it's astronomical. Like going next year would be an easy yes for me. It was so much fun. I had one more point and it left, went away. Oh, I don't know what it was. I give up. That's it. It's gone. I can't get it back. I can't.
Okay, so I'm just going to wrap up. Brandon, did you have anything that you wanted to share? I didn't see you until right now. I do.
I only say that because we had our welcome back dinner, and well, it was an interesting thing. Words. So for me, being a return, I was blessed to have both the same kids I had last year. So that was something that was really neat for me. I work with a lot of youth that struggle. We have a teen support group at my home church, and just sometimes it's always wondering, you know, what's going to happen after this? Did I really make an impact? Did Jesus really manifest through me? You know, So seeing my boys when they came off that bus and just ran to me, and we got to have a lot of conversations about, you know, what was it like for camp for you last year? What are you excited about? And just hearing about their testimony, and it just made camp really just hit different. So seeing that impact, and then after camp got over, I got to look over some of the kids' profile that the parents wrote up, and it was like, wow, a lot of the things that we got to see didn't manifest, and I think there was a lot of prayer that obviously, the Lord made that place safe, because there's a lot of girls that didn't feel safe around guys. And I mean, I look at all the guys that we had at camp, you never know. And I think that's just a good testimony of just soil for a living, just kind of reflecting on the soils is kind of what I've been doing the last 6 months, and just Beatitudes. And it's just like, wow, you know, being confident of this, Philippians 1:6, you know, he began a good work in you, will finish that in the day of Christ Jesus. And he's doing that for all of us. So just saying yes and just being present. So that's all I got. I've been off of caffeine for a long time. Last year at camp, I was drinking probably about 98 ounces a day, and I was highly stimulated and highly caffeinated and didn't have any, and it was just neat to be present. So that's all I got.
Thank you. All right, guys, I just want to wrap up and just say, I know it's been said, but thank you to every person who made this camp possible. I mean, from Kristen Klein, who manages the website, literally, I don't know what I'm doing with that, and Kristen does it all. And Leah, answering my 12,000 emails, and Jen, who coordinated the whole birthday party. I mean, there's just so many people to make this camp happen. And I just want to say thank you, Pastor Tom. Thank you for partnering with us, with believing with us that this camp matters and makes a difference. And without you getting our body behind it, I don't think we would be where we are. So thank you. That's all I got.
Let me just close this with this scripture. It's from Romans chapter 8, and it is 15. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption. For by that spirit we cry out, Daddy, Father, and that spirit testifies with our spirit that we are royal family kids. Did you know it had that in there? Imagine all of the feelings that we've had for these children and everything we want to see done for them and all the things we want to give to them. And that's how God feels about us. We are royal family children. We are royal family kids.